right now, let's go to RNZ political editor Jane Patterson. Hi, what's the latest?
The latest, we have just had it confirmed that Todd Muller has won the leadership of the National Party in that caucus vote. So MPs are starting to trickle out now. I imagine that Nikki Kaye would have been confirmed as deputy, but we do not have that official confirmation yet. So we haven't actually had the media conference. This news has come out even before the meeting has finished, but Todd Muller has taken the leadership.
So was that a surprise?
It was really evenly balanced, Jesse, as the MPs were going into it. Of course, Simon Bridges had a very, very tough fight on his hands, and that One News Comar Brunton poll last night just made his job even harder. And we were hearing last night that that poll could have been the final straw for him, that actually it swung support behind Todd Muller. And as I say, Nikki Kaye is his preferred deputy. But yes, what a development as we are only 4 months or so away from the general election, a new leader, and he has a big job on his hands.
Indeed. Was there any sense this morning as to how the party was divided, what sorts of people were going to stick with Simon Bridges and which were plumping for Todd Muller?
Look, basically, a lot of support for Simon Bridges has come from MPs that have been here for a while. And, of course, he has obvious loyalists like Paul Goldsmith and Todd McClay that have always been vocally pretty open. The MPs that were thought to be supporting Todd Muller were some of the earlier arrivals, in particular the 2017 cohort. But also, really, a driving dynamic for this was any MP who was on the list or in a marginal seat, maybe those loyalties started to fray when they started to see those polls in terms of the political future they might have. So, look, all of the conversations I've had where those numbers were moving around, even both camps last night, really weren't sure where it was going to lay, because in these situations, sometimes MPs commit support to two sides, so it's not always clear exactly how many numbers that you've got. And we've also just had it that Nikki Kaye has been confirmed as deputy leader as well.
Okay, Muller and Kaye for leader and deputy leader of the National Party, and you referenced the tough job. What is the job?
Well, pulling that party vote up for a start. And look, it's very possible that those polls, that massive gap between Labor and National, will tighten again as we come out of that lockdown period. And National really is saying that it's going to be the focus on the economy that is when they can potentially come into their own. But let's be honest, at this stage of the game, the leadership's incredibly important. And even if you have a message that's very credible and very relevant to what's happening, if you have a leader that is not communicating with the public, which appeared to be happening with Simon Bridges, and clearly his MPs thought that he was not getting that message through and wouldn't be able to rehabilitate that with the public, it becomes incredibly difficult, particularly for an opposition party. The other aspect is, how is this caucus going to come together? They have had it's been a very bitter, it's been a brutal and short process. We've had MPs even on the forecourt this morning, for example, Alfred Ngaro, saying that he said it was dishonourable and disrespectful the way that Muller and Kaye had run this campaign. So people openly talking about, not very happy about the way this has happened. And on the flip side, we've also had other MPs critical of the way that Bridges has forced this vote this week. So it's going to be very difficult to bring this caucus together, but that is going to be the challenge. And a lot of it comes down to how the leadership team of Muller and Kaye treat the supporters, treat Bridges and Bennett, what happens there, because the MPs on the other side that didn't vote for that leadership team will now be thinking, what happens to me? How do we now progress forward as a caucus?
Has a difficult question, but has Todd Muller demonstrated an ability to perform so far?
Not particularly, because he hasn't really had a platform to either perform or not perform. Now, he has been relatively recently appointed as National's primary production spokesperson, which is a very key and important role in the party, given the agricultural base in terms of their voter support. And look, he's been out and about, as his expenses yesterday showed, around the country, doing lots of public meeting, doing lots of face-to-face. And I imagine that in that sort of setting, he would do very well. He is very affable. He's smart. He's got a good background in primary production, having worked for Zespri and Fonterra. But it is so different when you get into that leadership platform, as we've seen, for example, with MPs like David Shearer on one-on-one. Very good, very genuine, and you would sort of think that he would perform well. But as soon as the cameras came on, he really struggled. So Todd Muller will be coming out with his deputy, Nikki Kay, in the next hour or so. I would imagine it won't be too long. And that's going to be the first test. How does he respond? How does he act in front of that wall of cameras and journalists question? And this will be the first sign that we have been able to really see him perform at that kind of level.
Mm. Someone on Twitter's just coined the term Mullermania. Are you expecting Mullermania to hit? I should credit her, Beck Levin. Very good. Recalling, of course, Jacindamania, as it was sometimes called, ahead of the previous election.
I think that's far too early to make that call yet, Jesse. Okay. Let's see how he goes this afternoon.
Just one more question. What tends to happen to former leaders in this situation? Should we expect Simon Bridges to sort of disappear a little from in terms of profile or to, you know, remain in a front bench position?
Look, that is, again, going to be things that we're going to be watching out for very carefully. There's really been a mixture. Some leaders, for example, Bill English, went to the back benches or, you know, stayed on as a senior MP, but put his head down, worked really hard, and ended up as finance minister and deputy prime minister under a successful government. So it doesn't always mean the end, but we're talking about different personalities here. That'll be one question for Simon Bridges and also his deputy, Paula Bennett, whether they will stay on and contest this election, whether they can work under the new leadership team.
I know you've got a really busy afternoon ahead. Jane Patterson, really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jane Patterson, RNZ's political editor, confirming Todd Muller and Nikki Kay have taken the leadership of the National Party. Todd Muller as leader and Nikki Kay as deputy leader. If there's more to come on that story, we'll have it for you as soon as it happens, including the first appearance of the new leader.